Hey, this is Chris Johnson, just fucking living the dream, baby. Hot as balls, AC running, electric bill through the fucking roof. But, you know, I fucking love summer, so we fucking deal with this shit. You know what I'm thinking about? I've been divorced since 2015, or maybe officially since 2016, but everything fucking ended in 2015. You usually don't think, like, the day the fucking divorce was official was the day your relationship ended. The day your fucking relationship ended is when you fucking split. Just takes a while to get fucking divorced. So it's been about 7.5 years since then. I was fucking 32 years old when that fucking happened. I'm fucking 40 years old now. That's a long-ass fucking time. I think there was a feeling at the time, with me, sort of, but with, like, a lot of people around me, like, eventually, this motherfucker is gonna find somebody else, is gonna fucking date somebody else, he'll get into another relationship, whatever the fuck. I think I wanted that deep down because I wanted to replace what I lost, and I thought it was like an incomplete fucking asshole who was incapable of fucking living on his own. How the fuck am I gonna fucking manage without somebody like balancing my bullshit out? Like, I relied on other people so that I could keep my fucking head on straight, which is not really a good way to do things. Isn't that codependence? I haven't read up on this shit for a while, but I think like in the back of my head that that might be what that is. It's not fucking good, and I'm not fucking looking it up right now because I don't give too much of a shit about it. I think it's far less likely as the fucking days go on that I'll ever get into any type of serious relationship again. Things are just different like the older you get. And let's be fucking fair here. I'm getting less desirable as the fucking hours tick by. I'm fucking 40 years old. Not a big fucking market for 40-year-old dickheads that fucking live alone, that are prone to depression, that have anxiety problems, that used to be fucking suicidal, that fucking take fucking naps, get up at fucking 3 in the afternoon, have no fucking goals, don't have any fucking dreams, don't give too much of a shit about anything, fucking hate a lot of people. I mean, people make fucking lists of desirable qualities. All that shit I just rattle off, nobody's got that in their fucking list. Let's be fucking real here. A lot of people over the years have told me, hey man, keep your chin up. You know, you're fucking unique. You've got a lot going for you. All this shit that you usually tell people, to be honest, to make them not feel bad about themselves, try to pump them up a little bit. And maybe they fucking believe it, but I'm a fucking bit part in a lot of these people's lives. I'm not a fucking main attraction. I'm not the fucking movie star. I'm like the guy in a fucking film. You're watching a fucking movie and there's a one asshole in there for just like two scenes. He's got like fucking 5 minutes of fucking screen time, if that, but he's fucking awesome in those 5 minutes and you remember it. Like the fucking Jesus in The Big Lebowski. I'm fucking Jesus. Will Ferrell in Wedding Crashers. Fucking cameo appearance, makes you fucking laugh, leaves you wanting a little bit more. But they're not basing a whole fucking film around that guy. And if they do, it's a fucking failure. Fucking John Turturro made a movie about fucking Jesus, and it got like a 4.4 on IMDb, and that's fucking dog shit. Nobody wants to see that fucking movie. People like Jesus in a short fucking burst. He's not the star of the fucking show. I'm not the star of anybody's fucking show. This fucking podcast is a perfect length. I'm in, I'm out. Holy fuck, I gotta fucking wait until Sunday to hear this dickhead again? I mean, that's what it is. That's who I am. That's exactly what the fuck it is. Any relationship I've ever gotten in, including the one where I was actually fucking married, it just fucking happens. It doesn't happen because I'm fucking looking for it or not looking for it. I could fucking pursue somebody. I could not pursue somebody. Like, I pursued my ex-wife, and there was a relationship. I dated somebody after my ex-wife. I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting on my fucking ass, and somebody sent me a fucking message. Both turned out the fucking same from the standpoint of Chris Johnson isn't fucking with anybody. I've had interest in other people since then. I fucking told them, and it fucking ends up the same. Like, whatever is gonna happen is gonna fucking happen. I don't necessarily believe in fucking fate, but I'm just saying, like, it's just a fucking roll of the dice. I feel like if something is gonna happen, it's gonna be complete fucking chance. I also know I am not going to do anything to fucking, like, chase it. Although, the fact that, like, I tell people how I feel and I have asked people shows that, like, if I give enough of a shit, I'm gonna try to do something about it, but it just takes me a lot to get there. If we're talking about like three people in the last 7 years, that's not like I'm fucking like looking very hard. It just fucking happens. Just shit fucking happens. And it happens how it fucking happens. I feel like I need that randomness. Or maybe I'm just comfortable with the randomness. I don't know. I told somebody one time when they were trying to like tell me how fucking unique I was. It's always people who aren't interested in your fucking ass that are telling you this. People that are married. People that you fucking know. I was like, listen, dude. I'm alone at this fucking age for a fucking reason. It's because people, even ones that I'm interested in at a fucking most basic level, they're not into my shit. You know what I mean? They don't have any fucking interest. And that's fine. Nobody owes me a fucking thing. I don't think suddenly anything's gonna fucking change. I'm not fucking hard to find. It's not like there's a whole fucking line like Jesus Christ, Chris Johnson is available? This has been a known fucking thing for a long time. I think what's far more likely is if there is somebody that I might actually fucking click with, I'm not going to give enough of a fuck to even meet this person because they fucking hate meeting people and that's not going to change. And based on my fucking history, I seem to chase shit that is unattainable. My fucking wife was unattainable, quite frankly. I'm not unattainable from the standpoint that like she was like at a higher level or fucking better than me, but like a relationship that actually was going to work was not fucking attainable. Things didn't mesh, things didn't click, and I just made fucking excuses for it for fucking years. Because that's what I do. I make excuses. I hated my fucking childhood, and quite frankly, I hated both of my parents growing up. I always wonder why the fuck I wasn't good enough. So now I take that into fucking every relationship that I have with anybody, whether it's a fucking boss, whether it's a fucking shitty softball league, whether it's a fucking legitimate buddy of mine. That's what I always fucking think, because I could never obtain that as a fucking kid. So I'm always chasing that. And I will forever chase that. It's hardwired into my fucking brain. So I feel like the more I fucking chase it, the odds are I'm not gonna fucking be correct, because I've never been fucking correct. I think the key that you have to have if you're gonna live like me is just to be at peace with that shit. I'm not a fucking charity case. I'm not to be fucking pitied. Chris Johnson loves Chris Johnson, baby. And you know what? That has to be enough. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. You can go to the website for that, the app for that. I'm also on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hates You. I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline. If you want to see photos and videos and shit, you can catch that on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes.